You're listening to episode 102, January 14th, 2020. Join me, animal naturopath Dr. Kim Bloomer, host of the Doggone Truth podcast, where I don't whitewash, I just speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. It's natural, it's raw, it's the bonafide truth. Can you dig it? If you really want to dig in, then go to www.doggonetruth.club. This is chapter 6 from my book, Be Well, entitled Beauty Queen. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Psalm 52, King James Version. This is where her journey continues, as shortly after the attitude adjuster entered her life to show her about being calm, collected, and cool, another canine entered her life, but this time of the female persuasion, the beauty queen. Note, she, her, now has to be capitalized to distinguish herself from beauty queen, just so you know. The beauty queen knew she had to find help and find it soon, as she was failing in every respect in her current living conditions. She went out searching on every opportunity she could escape. She met with many others of her species, as well as those wild in nature. She never fancied them much, but she would endure any of her own kind as long as they were male. She knew she'd find where she was supposed to be eventually. She was ever in search of real food to accommodate the nature of her species, carnivora. Her living conditions didn't acknowledge that she was indeed a true beauty queen because it wasn't yet evident due to lack of proper care and provision. One morning, she was causing a ruckus in her local area just with her presence outside of a fence line. When she happened upon a handsome guy in a tuxedo, she would eventually come to know as the attitude adjuster. He squealed with delight from his big yard and ran fence alongside her with shouts of joy and excitement. In a few moments, she appeared to see what he was going on about. It was then that the beauty queen locked eyes with her, and then she reached through the fence to touch her. That was when the beauty queen knew this was going to be her real home soon. Off and on throughout the next couple of months, she would escape and come check on her. Always the touch happened through the fence, and Beauty Queen knew there was a deep sadness lingering in her. She knew she and Attitude Adjuster together would be part of healing all of that. Attitude Adjuster had already fallen for her, and she for him. They were destined to be forever companions. They just had to convince her. When she laid eyes on this beautiful, seemingly wild canine, she sucked in her breath at the beauty of this female one. She wondered why this beautiful girl was out wandering, and so she tried to lure her to her so as to capture her and take her back to her home. One very hot summer day, as she was jogging home with the attitude adjuster in tow, she saw a creature on the road that, for a moment, she thought maybe one of the wild ones. She slowed down just in case it was going to be a close encounter, hoping it would leave. She noticed that the attitude adjuster showed no concern. So as they drew closer, she realized it was the beautiful being she'd encountered only through their fence on several occasions, which delighted her. The beautiful one played bow to attitude adjuster, and from that moment on, the two canines became the best of friends. She reached out to pet this beautiful being only to discover what terrible shape her coat was in, as if she'd never had a brush to it. After she and her husband gave her water and some real food, they set about seeing if they could discover who this beautiful girl was and how to return her if they could. She was waiting for another big one like the striped ambassador to come into her life and thought there was no way she could even entertain the thought of allowing this beautiful female one to stay as well. Secretly, however, Beauty Queen, of which she would soon come to be known, had already learned she was her purpose. One day, Beauty Queen was invited to come close and partake of another real meal and receive a thorough brushing from her. That was the moment they bonded forever. She just didn't know it yet, but Beauty Queen did. Attitude Adjuster was simply excited to have another canine in his near vicinity since he loves all of his kind and humans too. After the brushing, Beauty Queen was invited to come into the yard and hang out. She saw two things that delighted her: green shade everywhere and a big comfy-looking couch thing. She looked at her and asked politely if she could get on that thing, and she replied, "You sure may. It is specifically for those of the canine persuasion, in fact." That was the best day ever. Beauty Queen rested and was at peace. until evening when they removed her from the yard and told her she had to go home, as her humans were there to retrieve her. They had called her current humans, not realizing that Beauty Queen would only keep returning until they realized this was her real home. Within a week, Beauty Queen established this as her home forever. She never doubted it would be so. Now she was sleeping inside her own bed, eating real carnivore food every day, being groomed and taken for nature walks every day. Beauty Queen had even received a bath befitting her royal presence. Her previous humans finally relinquished her, weary of her escapes, and never looked back. And neither did she. Beauty Queen has never once tried to return to them. They live close by. Nor does she ever try to escape. After a dramatic week of negotiating on behalf of Beauty Queen, she became a permanent resident with her, to which the Attitude Adjuster was forever grateful. In fact, he would lie as close to her as possible and even touch paws or lay his big head upon her to make sure she never left again. Shortly after coming to live with them, a serious accident occurred. During a morning run with Beauty Queen and Attitude Adjuster, she fell and broke her ankle, eliminating the possibility of another big one joining the canine twosome. It has been Beauty Queen and Attitude Adjuster ever since. Together they have taught her so many things. She is all about nature and whole health, so the canine twosome have taught her about restoring her emotions and mind to a better state through the use of prayer and essential oils. God has used them to teach her about forgiveness, surrender, humility, love. Together, Beauty Queen and the Attitude Adjuster work to bring back the full symphony, the harmony she had been missing. While the Attitude Adjuster has come to help her keep her cool with clarity, to envision and to awaken her highest potential, the Beauty Queen is bringing her full circle as she is a golden one as well. While not of the same genre and much more wild in nature, she is nonetheless golden, gentle, loyal, and loving just as was the golden one. Beauty Queen is teaching her about hope, gratitude, and valor. To run the race, build your dream, and live your passion. Publius Syrus said, valor grows by daring, fear by holding back. Together, the two have helped her to continue the journey to share wellness, purpose, and abundance with others. She now has the threefold focus of those components to help others, people, and animals be well. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Isaiah 58:8, King James Version. She has learned that in order for the animals to be well, people must be well too. After all, it is people who care for animals and the planet, or they don't, depending upon whether or not they are in wellness, body, soul, spirit. She has learned we need to be well not only in our bodies, but even as importantly in our souls, aka mind, will, and emotions, and spirits, none of which are possible unless and until we adjust our attitude about all of it. All, not partially, but wholly, because being well is, after all, about wholeness. How hard it is for most to grasp that concept, and yet, in its beautiful simplicity, all we must do is change our attitude about all of it. It is, after all about choice. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Jeremiah 30:17, King James Version. It was simply her fear that had stopped the music and kept her confined in its dark clutches. Magnificent dog showed her the way out, showed her how to face the adversity and go forward into her lifelong dream and make it a reality, to show others how they too can be well, to step out in love by abiding in love, so love would abide in her. She is continuing this Be Well journey with a mindset focused on helping others achieve wellness, purpose, and abundance. Believe you can. Let go of fear and embrace faith. Be who you were created to be so you can be well. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. Revelation 21:4, King James Version.
That's all for this time. And there is one chapter left, the epilogue. And really, it's not the epilogue because there have since been things that have happened. Beauty Queen has passed and Attitude Adjuster's older, and we have a new one the Fierce Seer. However, those stories haven't been quite written yet, although there are podcasts here about them, which I will link to so you can listen to those. Meantime, just remember, when you know the truth, when you know Him, then the truth will make you free.
Thank you for listening, and be well, yo. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. 3 John 1:2. Visit my website at aspenbloompetcare.com to read the blog and the articles, to become part of my essential oils team, and just to learn more. The Doggone Truth Podcast is a production of Aspen Bloom. All rights reserved and may not be resold or utilized in any way without express written permission by Aspen Bloom and Dr. Ken Bloomer. The information I share represents what I, an animal naturopath and an independent distributor of Young Living Essential Oils, have chosen to do to take charge of my own personal health and that of my family and pets. Information learned here is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not meant to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, but rather to motivate you to make your own health care and dietary decisions and those of your pets, based upon your own research and in partnership with your health care providers. I encourage you to dig in and make your own informed decisions through your own personal responsibility, research, application, and due diligence. Thank you.